From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Members of the Georgia House of Representatives are rejecting some mid-year budget cuts proposed by Governor Brian Kemp, saying the Republican governor wants to cut too deeply on some items. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Kemp is proposing more than $200 million in spending reductions, citing a shortfall in projected state tax revenues. Several House subcommittees also recommend cuts, but not as deep as the governor wishes. Some crucial budget decisions include services that lawmakers have publicly worried over, including agricultural research, public defenders, mental health assistance, and substance abuse programs. Lawmakers will continue debate on the proposed budget on Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
GPB is a state agency funded in part by the state of Georgia. Two police officers in Metro Atlanta have chosen to resign instead of being terminated following their arrest last month for allegedly selling accident reports to third parties for profit. A DeKalb County police spokeswoman says Nico McClinton and Ronald Anderson were arrested after authorities learned that they were selling crash reports. The men had been on administrative leave with pay before the department announced their resignations. On Twitter, both men had worked for the department for 9 years. An influential anti-abortion group is backing Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler in her November special election, this after initially rejecting her. The about-face by the group comes as Republicans draw battle lines between Loeffler and Representative Doug Collins. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.